Welcome to On the Frontline, the Safety Learning and Operations Podcast. My name is Dr. Gina Anderson, and I am the CEO and co-founder of Luma Brighter Learning. We are celebrating the people designing better outcomes for those who move our industries. Stick around to the end of the show, and we'll reveal how you could be our next guest to be celebrated in about 15 to 20 minutes. Let's go.
Awesome, everyone. I'm so glad you're here today. As you know, I talk a lot about this, but leadership really doesn't happen in boardrooms alone. It actually happens in moments when we're under pressure, with imperfect information and real people counting on you. And this is why I started the Frontline Podcast, because I wanted to have real conversations about leadership, learning, and growth where the work actually happens. And today I'm so incredibly excited because I am joined by Lindsay Trent, and she is the president and co-founder of Next Generation and Trucking Association, a national nonprofit focused on building a strong, sustainable pipeline of talent for the trucking industry. Lindsay is not only one of the kindest person that I know, she has the biggest heart, and she is always working on the front line, really focused on workforce development, promoting trucking careers, and strengthening something I'm very passionate about, training programs. And she connects students to real opportunities. And she is really celebrating people shaping the future of our industry. And without Lindsay, I don't know where we would be. So at a time where we're facing trucking driver shortages and rapid changes, demanding growth, Lindsay's work is really redefining how we develop the next generation of leaders. So I am so honored and so grateful to have Lindsay join me today. Thank you, Lindsay, for joining me. I'm really excited to talk to you about one thing I know that you're very, very talented and incredibly passionate about is leading from the front line. So what does that mean to you, and how has that mindset really shaped decisions that you have made?
I love that question. And thank you for your introduction. It actually was energizing me hearing all the things that I get to do. It's so fun to wake up every day and really work on this mission. And I was looking back at my week last week, meeting with schools, meeting with departments of education and carriers and allied companies, and just seeing there is a ton of work getting done and we still need to get more done. So in terms of frontline development, I'm telling you, we have to be on the front lines to this mission that we're on. First of all, education, in terms of states, is a statewide decision. And being on the front lines means in every state, all 50, you have to have some sort of relationship with their government, their workforce people, their education people, maybe localized with schools that can help you get into the states, because they're the ones that help form and direct where the schools are going to go in terms of their education and their workforce development and where that those dollars are going to go. And so being on the front lines means having a little hand in every state in terms of education. It's kind of wild and it's a lot of work.
I bet every state. I mean, gosh, you're everywhere. That's a lot. It's really a lot. So you probably see quite a bit with like every state you go into and the work you do with these young adults. If you could change one thing about maybe something you've seen or something in this industry that really would, you know, shape the future for future generations, what do you think it would be?
So right now I see a trend where almost 60% of Gen Z, they're looking for career exploration. So they're trying to figure out what career might interest them in social media. And so today, my push is we as an industry need to start developing our employees to be social media influencers about their career. Just what is a day in the life of your career? What do you do? What does trucking look like? What does the inside of a truck look like? what do your deliveries look like, right? So it doesn't have to be fancy. In fact, Mitzi, they don't want a polished corporate message. They want real, true words, truth, because they want to see, do I see myself in a position like that? So I'm excited that we are going to be pushing out a social media campaign, just what is trucking. And
I love that, Lindsay. That's exciting.
It is exciting. And what we want are videos from real people in the industry. And it can be any position, because there are so many positions in trucking and people don't know. And so we are asking for people to get on our website, and there is a submission button where they can just post a video about what they do. And we're going to push that out there so young people can see it, because that's where they're looking. This is where they're getting their influence now, is from social media, and we have to be there as an industry.
Yes. Well, thank you for leading that effort. You know, one thing you mentioned is, like, it's about authenticity. I mean, really, that's what they want to see. What is it really like? Don't gloss it over, you know, tell us what it's really like. And, you know, I think about this idea of humanity and really where it shows up and what it means. And what do you think the frontline and doing your work with the next gen really teaches us about humanity?
Oh, that's a good question. I think that, let's talk about humanity from a young person's perspective and what we're seeing. And they want to do something that matters. They want their voice to matter.
I love that.
Right? And so when we are attracting them, when they're coming to work for us, we need to get their input on what's important to them, their education, their training, their career path. It doesn't just need to be a one-sided conversation. It needs to be two-sided. And that's going to be very important to them, is their voice to matter. And they have a lot to say. It might not be from, you know, a boomer's perspective, but we need to hear what they have to say.
Yeah, everyone has a voice. We just need to listen. You know, I think that's so critical. And it's something that you do so well. And I love it. Like, I watched you at the IFDA with those young adults. And I mean, Lindsay, you're just making a difference. I love it so much, because you listen and you give them a voice and an outlet in an industry where that might not be so prevalent. You know, I see it. So thank you so much for that. And I think about that a lot, because every voice does matter. It really does.
It does. And what you're referring to is, we worked with the International Food Service Distributors Association to get several groups of supply chain high school students. So these students are learning about logistics and the supply chain while they're in high school for 2 years. Wow. And we were able to get them, who are local to Columbus, Ohio, where that conference was, to come and see all the trucks and all the equipment and have conversations with real professionals. Mm-hmm. And it was so impactful for these students. But one thing I want everybody to know is, when you talk to these students, it actually reinvigorates you and it makes you excited for the future. And so what we want to try to help companies to do is really to get involved in their own communities, their own backyard, and really start to make an impact. Want that one person, right? A classroom of 20. Let's start making impact for these young people to help them.
Yeah. And, you know, one thing I noticed, because I was in the room with those high school students, they want to be in the industry. They want to learn. They want to know what opportunities are there. So there's a real opportunity through Next Gen and your work that you're doing to really inspire the future of trucking. So I love that so much. Where have you seen, like, an innovation or something? You know, people say a lot to me, like, Gina, people don't innovate in trucking. I'm like, are you serious? People are always innovating. So what have you seen, like, maybe something emerge out of an unexpected place through your work with NextGen?
Yeah, so I would say the innovation through the messaging, right? Mm-hmm. Think of Project 61. We're working on this project with them on driver health and wellness. And these videos that they've helped us create to really provide a pathway and a road to health and fitness for drivers and getting young drivers healthy, they've created an app, right? Who has their phone beside them all the time? We all
do. Oh, gosh. Right? I don't know where mine is, actually. That's a good point. I think I left it behind today, Lindsay. I did.
Sometimes that's good.
It
but
is.
We have our phones, and the Project 61 app is that technology where it's going to connect with a person, a driver, a young person, an old person, all of us, where we have content at our fingertips that can help us be better.
That is so impactful. I love that. I love health and wellness, and you guys are doing that. And guess what? Next Gen is sharing it with everybody.
I love
that. That's the beauty. It's like, you know, sharing education for all. I love that because learning changes us. It saves lives. And I really can appreciate that. Where do you want this to go, Lindsay? What do you want people to remember about Lindsay Trent in the Next Gen 10 years from now? When you and I hopefully are in the Caribbean, maybe together, what do you want people to remember about the work that you've done and the path that you're leading forward for the future?
First of all, the Caribbean sounds fun.
I know, right? It would be perfect.
Honestly, I feel like I want to have a sustainable model where this mission that we're on is something that the whole industry gets behind. Because as an association leader that started this organization 4 years ago.
I love that.
We're a nonprofit, right? I have to walk the fine line of getting more industry involved to help fund the mission, to reach the young people, to get schools to start supply chain programs, Yale programs, diesel tech programs. And so I would like for this mission to be sustainable and for us as an industry to cohesively work on the solution, right? We've all agreed we have this industry-wide problem. Help us with this industry-wide solution. We need people to support Next Gen Trucking so we can continue the mission. And every day what we're doing is valuable. It's important. I wake up and I say, what can I do this morning? What can I do today to work on my mission, to work with members, to help with the mission? It's all about that young person and helping them, guide them to a successful life, a successful career in trucking.
I love that. You know, that's why I wanted you on my show. One of the many reasons, because I wanted to honor you for the work that you do. You know, leadership is something that, you know, most people don't take the spotlight, right? You can move mountains, but it's not like you're out in front of everyone like, look at me, I'm doing all this great work. You're just doing the work and you're not the loudest voice in the room. In fact, I've seen you in situations where, you know, you are quiet, but you're leading a loud effort just the same. And you show up time and time and time again for not only people in this industry, but for people who aren't in the industry yet, the future generations. And those are the people that are going to carry it forward. So one of the reasons I wanted you here today, Lindsay, is because I created the Pelican Award. And I don't know if you've seen pelicans, but in Charleston, you see them everywhere. And they actually live and hunt in groups. They don't thrive in isolation, but through community and connection. So I created the Pelican Award because I wanted to honor people who lead with their heart and who carry the weight of others without asking anything in return. And I chose the pelican for a reason, because this pelican, Lindsay, that I have right here on my desk that I'm going to give you and send you, and it really represents teamwork and it represents social bonds and the balance between giving and receiving. And I wanted to give you a pelican because I know that you have always been so kind to me and everyone that I've ever seen you interact with. And you embody all of these traits. You lift people up without ego, not, and you don't always lead from the front, but you lead from community. And I know that your work doesn't always make headlines, but your impact, Lindsay, your impact is personal, it's lasting, and it's powerful. So today I want to honor you for the way you move people forward quietly, but purposely, and for the community at Next Gen that you've built. Because the balance that you bring to this industry is beautiful, and you're continuing to change lives just by being you. So congratulations. Thank you for being my pelican. And I will send that to you. But let's end this episode with telling everyone, you know, lasting words of advice from NextGen and lead us into, you know, this year of 2026 with huge impact?
So my advice is get involved in your community. But the other thing is studies are showing that as a company, when you let your employees volunteer and promote themselves, their jobs, their careers to a younger person, it actually helps that employee to have more loyalty. It helps them to feel good about what they do for their work. And it's so this is like a win-win. They're talking to a younger person about their career, but they're also getting this love back, right? They're thinking, wow, what I do is really important. And so my challenge is to look for opportunities to help get your employees involved in your own backyard, in your community. And we can help you do that. If you're like, I have nowhere to start, I don't know what to do, we would love to help you as an organization to do that. If you have a school district that is in your community that you think, you know, maybe they might be a good fit to start a CDL program or supply chain or diesel tech program, we'll come in there and meet with them and explore that opportunity for them. Maybe it's a good fit. And so as we go forward in 2026, you know, our goal is really to just put a spotlight on the trucking industry as a positive career choice, really to educate Gen Z on how they can see themselves in that role. Because one thing that we're also seeing is Gen Z, they're a little scared to graduate. They're scared of the future. And so let's shine that spotlight for them to go down that path and hopefully have a successful career in trucking. That's what we're here for. And it's not just about us and gaining employees. It's about helping a young person find their true calling in life, their path to success, where they can sustain their family and lead a wonderful existence.
Aw, that's fantastic. That's perfect. Lindsay, where can people find out more about NextGen? I'm going to post it all in the comments, but just in case, let's tell them where they can meet you, learn more.
So you can visit us on our website, nextgentrucking.org. I'm on LinkedIn and I post a lot there, Lindsay Trent. You can also email us. You can email me, Lindsay@nextgentrucking.org. And you can also find us on social media. Our handle is Next Gen Truckers. So
I'm going to follow that because I want to, if I'm not, I think I already am, but I want to watch. What's the question? What is trucking? I love
what is trucking? That's going to be our social media. And we want videos. If you have of employees, let's get them out there and show the world about trucking careers. And let's make it exciting and fun.
Let's do it. Thank you so much, Lindsay. Keep shining and keep making a difference.
Dr. Gina Anderson here. Thank you so much for listening to On the Frontline, the Safety, Learning, and Operations podcast. If you are a successful director, VP, or C-level executive, and you're solving some of the toughest challenges in training, engagement, and risk reduction, we would love to have you on this show. Please visit podcast@learningwithgina.com and apply to be a guest. If you got something out of this interview, would you share the episode for me on social media? Just do a quick screenshot with your phone and text it to a friend, or just post it on your social media channels. If you know someone that would be a great guest, tag them on social media and let them know about the show. And use the hashtag on the front line. I love seeing your posts and guest suggestions. It means so much to me. We are regularly putting out new episodes and content, so make sure you don't miss an episode and go ahead and hit subscribe if you like it. Your thumbs up, ratings, and review go a long way to help promote my show, and it means a lot to me and my team. You want to know more? Go to our website, learningwithgina.com or lumabrighterlearning.com, and follow me on LinkedIn and Instagram. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you next time.